soul transformation on finances and business. Many people worldwide want to transform their finances and business. Many people want to be wealthy. Many people dream of a successful business. What is the true reason for business success? I received this divine teaching. True success in business and finances is a blessing from heaven. Why do some people have tremendous success in finances and business? Why do others have little success in finances and business? Why are some people never successful in finances and business? The true reason is a spiritual reason. Like so much else in our present lives, success in finances and business is related to our previous lives. If you served humanity and Mother Earth exceptionally well in previous lives, heaven and the divine will reward you in this lifetime. If you offered good service to humanity and Mother Earth, you will receive a good reward in this life through your finances and business. If you harmed humanity in previous lives, you could have no financial or business success in this life. About 20 years ago, I saw a billionaire. The Akashic Records showed me that in his next life, he would be a beggar. I was very shocked to see such an image and to receive that message. I asked the Akashic Records, why? This person is so famous in this life. Why do you show me that he will be a beggar in his next life? The answer was that this man owned a huge company whose products were very harmful to one's health. Literally, millions of people were harmed by this company. Therefore, he will have to learn a great lesson in his next life. Then I asked the Akashic Records why this person was so successful and wealthy in this life. They told me that he had served humanity very well over his previous 52 lifetimes. He had been very kind. He had been a compassionate leader of a country. He had been a spiritual leader. He had been a wealthy person who was very generous, serving the poor and many others. Because of his previous 52 lifetimes of great service to humanity and Mother Earth, he was rewarded in this life through his finances and business. I was really shocked by this teaching. I was shocked to see these spiritual images. I was deeply appreciative of this knowledge. When I received this information, I also heard one sentence from the Akashic Record, which I already knew: heaven is most fair. After I highly developed my spiritual abilities and learned more and more advanced spiritual wisdom from my spiritual fathers, heaven and the divine, I received a very special teaching about the finances that I would like to share with you. In the physical world, human beings use money for exchange. Whether you buy a house, travel, or eat, you need to spend money to exchange for these things and services. When you work for a company, you are paid a salary. Money is the exchange for your work. You need money to support your family. If you run a business, you need money to support your employees and to expand your business. Money has vital physical value in life. In the spiritual world, is there spiritual money that spiritual beings use for exchange? Yes. What is money in spiritual world? It is virtue. Good virtue is expressed in thoughts and flowers of different colors, red, golden, rainbow, and more. This good virtue is recorded on your soul and in your book in the Akashic Records. The secret I want to reveal is that physical money and spiritual money can exchange. In other words, money in the physical world and virtue in the spiritual world can exchange. Physical money is deposited and stored in a bank. Virtue is deposited and stored in the Akashic Records. If you have good virtue, which is record of your good services in all of your lifetimes, including love, care, compassion, kindness, generosity, integrity, and service to the poor, the hungry, the sick, your family, and others. This good virtue can be transformed into money in the physical world. People are very wealthy in this life because they served humanity and Mother Earth very well in past lifetimes. This is the true reason. Not every wealthy person was rich from birth. Quite a few wealthy persons worked very hard to gain wealth. But it's very important knowledge to realize that no matter how hard you work, no matter how good your planning, marketing, and organizing are, no matter how high quality your products are, you must not forget that heaven must bless your business. Heaven blesses you if you have good virtue from past lifetimes. Many people work very hard. Not all of them are financially successful. Many of them face constant challenges one after another. Some of them may be very successful, but then next year, their business could fail. Business is a complicated issue. To be successful in business, you must understand that business success is directly related to your past lives and your present life. If you did and are doing good things, heaven can make you a success. If you have a great business and a pleasant financial situation in this life, you are blessed. But if you do very wrong things, such as harming or taking advantage of others, heaven could stop your success. Big disasters could come to you. Improper management could lead your business to fail. You could be cheated by a business partner. You could be caught and punished for breaking physical laws. You could have major health or relationship blockages. In summary, the success of your finances and business is directly related to your good service for humanity and Mother Earth, through past lives and in this lifetime. If you want to have successful finances and business, a good physical team is important, but heaven's support and blessing are vital. The physical team and your heaven's team, which includes your spiritual guides, teachers, angels, and other enlightened masters in heaven, must be aligned to support you together. Then your finances and business will flourish. If your physical team is not right, or if either team does not support you well, it is very difficult to achieve success. Many challenges and blockages will appear. To transform finances and business, the key is to clear your soul blockages and the soul blockages in your business. Make sure you have a good physical team. Your business absolutely should have good planning, marketing, and financial controls. It needs a good infrastructure, good customer service, and more. There are many business experts who can guide you properly on business issues. Soul secrets and wisdom are what I offer for the success of your business and finances. This wisdom tells you the real reason why a person is wealthy. It tells you what one needs to do to maintain financial success. The key soul secrets of business success are: make sure your business offers good service to humanity and Mother Earth. The more your business can serve, the more successful it could be. An effective physical team and a heaven's team blessing together are vital to business success. Soul marketing. Soul marketing is an important soul wisdom that I'm releasing for the first time. Every business needs marketing. Very successful business usually have great marketing. Does not offer any physical marketing strategies, wisdom, or techniques. There are many business experts who can offer great teaching and guidance on these topics. Instead, it offers soul marketing, which very few companies have done. Soul marketing is divine wisdom. I would like to offer a spiritual teaching and a principle to you. If you receive great results from this wisdom, give all the credit to the divine. I am honored to be your servant to share this divine teaching with you. Let me share my personal story of how I learned to do soul marketing. In 2002, my book Power Healing was published. Like most books, it was not a major success. In June 2004, I taught a soul retreat. The morning after the retreat ended, as I was meditating, the divine told me, "Jigang, do a book campaign for this book." I didn't have a PR person. I didn't have a marketing expert. I had no experience in doing a book campaign. I had no idea what a book campaign was. I asked the divine, "Dear divine, how do I do a book campaign?" The divine said, "Jigang, write a letter to your several hundred students. Ask each of them to buy more books to share with their loved ones. At the same time, do soul marketing for the book campaign." I asked, "How do I do soul marketing? How does soul marketing work?" The divine asked me, "How many devoted students do you have?" My answer was a few hundred. Following divine guidance, I had left Canada for the San Francisco Bay Area in 2000. Every Monday for more than a year, I offered a free healing event in San Francisco. In this way, I had been able to gather a few hundred students. The divine said, "You have a few hundred devoted students. Write a letter to them. Ask them to support your teaching. They love you. They will support you." The divine then asked, "How many people are there in the Bay Area?" I didn't know the exact number. I answered, "Probably millions." Then the divine asked me, "How many people are there in Mother Earth?" I said, "Nearly 6.5 billion. The divine said, "Correct. How many souls are there in the universes?" I replied, "Countless." Then divine smiled and said, "Correct. Let me teach you, my son." He offered the following teaching. "Jigang, you have a few hundred devoted students. You love them. You teach them. They appreciate your teaching. They return your love. They will support you. They are human beings. You have support of these few hundred people. This is a small number. There are millions of human beings in Bay Area. There are billions of human beings on Mother Earth. You come to Canada in 1990. You come to United States in 2000. Very few people in the world know you at this moment. Dear my son, I will teach you soul marketing. When you do soul marketing, many, many people will know you very quickly. Then the divine told me, Jigang, this is the formula you should follow. Dear soul, mind, and body of every human being, I love you, please come. Then tell them you publish a book, Power Healing, which teaches people how to do self-healing. It empowers people to heal themselves and others. It shares four self-healing techniques, body power, sound power, mind power, and soul power. Ask the souls of all humanity and all souls in the universe to share this news with each other. Appreciate them. Then chant 三三九六八幺五, 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 三三九六八幺五 for 3 minutes. The divine told me to do this soul marketing every day for 1 month. I followed divine guidance. I wrote a letter to my few hundred devout students to announce my first book campaign. As a result, Power Healing became an international bestseller. The divine told me exactly how to do this soul marketing technique. I cannot honor and thank the divine enough for revealing this profound soul secret. I also deeply appreciate my devoted student for their great love and support. I could not have reached any success without them. I also deeply appreciated the soul marketing effort. The divine and the many souls in the universe blessed the success of Power Healing. The power of soul marketing. After great success of the soul marketing efforts for Power Healing, I published my next two books, Soul Mind Body Medicine and the Living Divine Relationships, in 2006. In 2007, the original hardcover editions of Soul Wisdom 1 and Soul Communication were published. In 2008, expanded trade paperback and audiobook editions were published by Heaven Library and Atria Books. For each of these books, I used the soul marketing technique the divine taught me for Power Healing. Soul Mind Body Medicine, Soul Wisdom 1, Soul Wisdom Paperback, and the Soul Communication Paperback became New York Times bestsellers. While Living Divine Relationships, Soul Wisdom, and Soul Communication reached number one on Amazon.com bestseller list. In 2006, the divine guided me to travel worldwide for 6 months nonstop to teach soul mind body medicine. I visited many cities in the United States and Canada. I also went to New Zealand, Australia, and England. I held more than 140 events in those 6 months. I was not a well-known speaker at that time. I didn't have much professional event or speaking engagement organizers. I did some serious planning for this tour with my business team. We asked the divine where I should go. The divine guided me very specifically to certain countries and cities. As I always follow divine guidance, those were exactly the places I include in my tour. We didn't have any significant connections in most of the cities and countries. In many of those cities, we didn't have any connection at all. How could we make some connections, explore opportunities, and establish a presence for me in the cities. My team called local churches, universities, traditional Chinese medicine schools, nursing homes, yoga centers, shiatsu centers, whoever may have some affinity for my teaching. I called the souls of each of them. I did soul marketing to them. Then we made physical contact. Our tour of 140 plus events was a great success. Almost literally overnight, I became an international speaker. Always following divine guidance, I was also brave enough to bring three or four of my students and teachers with me wherever I traveled. You can imagine the expense of doing this tour, with the costs of travel, hotels, venue rentals, advertising, and other promotion. The cost was huge, but the divine and heaven gave me the huge blessing. People around the world gave me great support. We successfully accomplished our tour. How to do soul marketing? To do soul marketing, you need to follow a few key principles. Start by chanting San San Jiu Liu Ba You Wu, 3396815. Three times. This is very important. San San Jiu Liu Ba You Wu is a divine code. During the 21st century and entire soul light era, there is a big difference between chanting and not chanting its divine code. If you chant its divine code, you will receive a great response from the soul world. If you do not chant this special number, many souls could respond by saying, "Sorry, we are busy, we have no time to support you." After chanting 3396815 three times, then tell the souls you want to call. If you are doing soul marketing only for your business or organization, call all the souls of the employees or members. Then tell them what you want, just as if you were having a physical meeting with them. If you want to do soul marketing for a city, call all the souls of humanity in the city. Ask them to support you. If you want to do a soul marketing for a whole country, call all souls in that country. Ask them to support you. If you want to do soul marketing for all humanity, call all the souls of humanity. If you want to do the soul marketing for all souls in all universes, ask all souls in all universes to support you. After you begin by chanting 3396815, San San Jiu Liu Ba You Wu, three times, the most important principle is to ask the souls you have called to support you for good purpose and good service. You can never use the San San Jiu Liu Ba You Wu to ask any souls to support you in taking advantages of others or in any other action that is not good service for humanity. If you offer unpleasant service with soul marketing, you could learn a huge lesson. You will not receive the blessing of the heaven and the soul world. Instead, you could receive a major blockage. Tell the souls you have called what you want them to do to support you. Be specific, just as though you were in a physical meeting. Then chant San San Jiu Liu Ba You Wu for 3 to 5 minutes. Close with how, thank you, please return. These are the important principles to follow when doing soul marketing. I have taught this wisdom to many students, but until now, I have not shared this soul secret. I have shared my personal experiences with the soul marketing wisdom and techniques. In the last few years, hundreds of my students have applied this soul marketing wisdom for their finances and business. Their results, like mine, have been remarkably successful. I wish that you too will apply this divine wisdom to benefit your finances and business. Karma for finances and business. Almost all human beings have bad karma. In the last few years, thousands of people worldwide have applied for and received divine karma cleansing service. The divine and the Akashic record showed me that a fewer than 10 of them were already karma-free. For each karma cleansing application I receive, I must check with divine guidance for approval. I want to emphasize that I do not clear karma by myself. The divine clears your karma. I am the servant of divine to offer divine karma cleansing service to humanity. Karma is a root blockage of life. Karma is a spiritual debt. In the physical world, you may take out a student loan to go to college. You have to repay this debt after you leave college. Whenever you have a physical debt to others, you have to pay it back. Bad karma is the accumulations of all the mistakes you have made in this life and in your hundreds of previous lives. You have a spiritual debt to the souls of all the people you have harmed or hurt. You have to pay them back also. The way you repay your spiritual debt is by learning lessons through blockages that can appear in any aspect of your life, including relationships and finances. To transform your business, remember to clear your own karma. Remember that there is only one way to clear karma by yourself: offer unconditional universal service to humanity, animals, and the environment, and Mother Earth. I offer karma cleansing because the divine asked me to do it for the divine. Through this service, the divine offers education and divine blessings to humanity. People request, the divine approves. People honor, the divine blesses. I am simply a servant of humanity and the divine. The results of karma cleansing have been beyond words. It has saved people's life. It has healed hopeless cases. It has transformed relationships and finances. In February 2008, I taught a weekend workshop with about 200 participants in Frankfurt, Germany. This was my second visit to Germany. About 50 people in this workshop had received karma cleansing during my first visit to Germany in 2007. During the workshop, many people in this group of karma-free beings came to the stage to share their heart-touching stories of life transformation following their karma cleansings. Some of them shared how their relationships had improved. Others mentioned a major shift to success in their business. Several people experienced significant improvement in their health. Others said they felt great inner peace and inner joy, as though a great weight had been lifted from their shoulders. Educated, moved, and inspired, about 80 other people at the workshop applied for and received karma cleansing from the divine. In total, about 130 of the 200 participants received divine karma cleansing. They were extremely moved and touched by the divine karma cleansing service. People thanked me deeply. I told them, "Do not thank me, thank the divine." The divine offered karma cleansing. I am the servant to offer divine service. I do not want to take any credit. All the credit belongs to the divine and heaven. I am extremely honored to serve. The importance of the name of the business. I want to share another important piece of soul wisdom with you. A business should have a good name. The name of the business carries message. The wrong name will affect the business deeply. In China, in the countryside, some parents call their child Zhu'er, which means pig child. This is meant as a term of endearment. So the parents, family members, and others around the child affectionately keep calling the child Zhu'er, Zhu'er. But what happened to the child? In school, the child cannot study well at all because the child's name links with the message of the pig. And the pig does not have high enough intelligence. Names are very important for a human being. In the same way, names are very important for the business. How can you know whether you have a proper business name? You can open your advanced spiritual communication channels to ask for and receive guidance. If your soul communication channels are not sufficiently open, you can get a reading and guidance from someone who has opened his or her spiritual channels widely. I have trained and certified high-level spiritual beings to offer divine soul reading and guidance to humanity. They would be delighted to serve you. In the spiritual journey, people need pure, divine soul channels for guidance. Using soul communication to guide your business decisions. To make good business decisions, proper business planning, a good marketing team, a supportive and flexible infrastructure, a customer-oriented philosophy, realistic financial budgeting, solid financial controls, and more are all very important. However, divine guidance is also vital for business decisions. Sometimes you may think you have made a great business decision from excellent input and good analysis. You may think you have a great plan for implementing your decision. Nevertheless, success does not follow. You wonder what went wrong. What you may not realize is that this business decision does not receive support from heaven. The decision was not aligned with the direction that heaven's team wants. Therefore, this is vital to do soul communication to ask for soul guidance from heaven's team. If your business decision receives great support from heaven's team, success could come much more easily. Opening your spiritual channels in order to receive guidance from heaven's team and the divine is vital for the success of your business. Efficient and effective business operations. A successful business usually has an excellent team of professionals who understand and run the business. As a business grows, it must have a very capable business team members in every aspect of the business. Successful business team members are efficient and effective. In the business world, every aspect of business needs professional workers and guidance. Some people have mastered a great deal of wisdom, knowledge, and practices in every aspect of business. I honor and respect them. What I'm offering are soul secrets, wisdom, knowledge, and practices for business. This does not at all mean we should ignore the physical aspect of the business. Every organization must have a proper structure and professional team members. Efficient and effective business operations are vital for success. If an organization has a great physical team, adding soul secret, soul wisdom and knowledge, soul marketing, soul healing, soul blessing, and soul transformation to the business will bring much more success to the organization and to its team members. Learn from the many great teachings on business in the physical world. Take the soul secrets, soul wisdom, and the soul marketing techniques that I'm offering you to enhance your finances and the business. I wish you will have great business success. Leadership and management. Every business needs leadership. The leader must have the vision and ability to create and manifest the mission of the business. A great leader must be able to do the following. Present a clear vision and a direction in which to move the company. Have great abilities to plan, market, and control. Create efficient and effective business operations. Delegate responsibilities to others. Offer great love, care, and compassion to all employees. Gather employees' hearts and motivate their effort. Be client and customer-oriented. Be sensitive to mistakes and act quickly to correct them. Implement great systems for rewarding good work and preventing mistakes. I am not a business expert. I am learning new business wisdom and knowledge year after year. But my business team members have much more business wisdom and knowledge and know many more strategies and practices than I do. There are many great teachings about business. What I offer in this chapter is how to use the power of soul for business success. The key secret and wisdom I have revealed in this chapter are the power of soul marketing, how to do soul marketing, the relationship between karma and business success, the need for a great physical team and the support of Heaven's team, the importance of the name of the business, why soul communication is vital in guiding business decisions. As we move through the 21st century and the Mother Earth transition period, I deeply believe that the most successful business and the most successful business leaders will be the ones who use the power of soul in all of their business decisions and activities. These leaders will make all important decisions, hiring, compensation, and incentive systems, locating and naming the business, product launches, pricing strategies, marketing strategies, and initiatives. Cooperate structure and organization, use of technology, and more. Using soul communication and soul guidance, they will implement decisions using soul guidance and soul marketing. Every business has a soul. Every business has its soul journey. as with a human being, the physical journey and the soul journey of a business are deeply interconnected. Businesses that offer good service will be blessed and flourish. Businesses that are total gold servants will be extremely blessed and flourish beyond imagination. The soul journey of your business is also related with your own soul journey. Transform the soul of your business. Clear bad karma. Transform yourself. Align your business and yourself with heaven's direction. Great success is waiting for you. I wish the soul wisdom and this will benefit your business. I wish your business will have great success. How? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.